New Millennium Audio presents The Holy Road, a novel by Michael Blake. Read by Bruce Boxleitner. The scalp was red and thick, but what made it especially extraordinary was its great length. It was the longest shock of hair anyone had ever seen, so long that its owner had to tie it to the rafters of his lodge while sitting on the shoulders of another warrior. Had it not been tied so high, the hair would have dragged the ground, and people living in the lodge would have been forever brushing it aside, reducing it from a vaunted trophy of war to an unwanted everyday annoyance. Still, it fell to a point about chest high, and Wind and his hair's wives grumbled about its presence from the moment it assumed a prominent place among the many other scalps hanging in their large home. The grumbling was something the wives did under their breath and out of earshot of their husband, for they knew that to complain openly about such a thing would cause unnecessary trouble. And it would be unfair to a husband who had sired so many healthy children, had unfailingly provided an abundance for his family, and was widely revered as the highest-ranking member of the elite warrior society known to all as the Hard Shields, the combat unit that viewed protection of the village and the people inside as their most sacred responsibility. And like the wives of Wind in his hair, each member of the community kept feelings about the scalp hidden from public view. But the bottled-up opinions only added to a steadily growing sense of dread which had been with them for years. The presence of the white woman's scalp in the village served as a constant reminder of the strange, unfathomable threat that had come to dominate their lives. It was the worst kind of threat a people can endure. An invisible horror that disturbs good sleep.